This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's welcome to the studio this morning. I'm very excited to have him here. Vuyo Dabula. How are you, Vuyo? Nice to see you, dude.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, man. Awesome. And listen, congratulations. I know it's a year late, but we are doing a special premiere in South Africa on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, of Five Fingers for Marseille. But congratulations on this movie, man.
No, thank you so much. It's been a ride.
Yeah.
7 years in the making. Tough 5 weeks actually of principal photography. The weather, you know, extreme, minus
it was
sub-zero.
On the border of Lesotho,
proper,
right?
Yeah.
So Marseille is an actual place.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
It's a small, I don't know if it's a, is it
now,
a
we're
real?
We're not talking about Marseille in France.
Yeah.
It's got the same name. There are a lot of places
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but it is based on that.
Yes,
then.
Because
it's based
there's a lot of Sotho that borrows from French, and French that has influenced into. That part of the country.
Yeah, but the idea is that it's an old railway sort of town,
mm-hmm.
and all the merchants and what have you from different regions of the world will pass through that from different countries, and you have in Hillborough, you've got little mm-hmm. Niger, you've got other places, so it's the same thing. I guess in the story, the predominant sort of, traders would be the French, and then, you know, that particular region in the story is referred to as, Marseille.
All right. So let's just talk about the actual idea here. The movie is, it's basically about this guy who returns to his town, Marseille. Uh-huh. He gets back there after having done, like, he's gone off on a journey. It's almost like the prodigal son thing, right?
Yeah.
And he comes back and he kind of rescues his town. Is that more or less the idea?
Yeah, yeah. Reluctantly in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know,
he grows into it. He realizes he has to.
Yeah,
it's a spaghetti western type thing, right?
It's like, yeah.
But that's cool.
It's a nice tick. Yeah.
Need to have the movies like that, because we've always got these sad, depressing movies that are about, you know, our past in this country.
Yeah.
It's never about the individuals and the cities that they live in and the towns that they live in, and these smaller stories, which are often much more detailed.
Yeah. And I mean, this also actually goes even further into the fringe of, stretching, you know, creativity. You know, it is kind of a fictional, you know, little elements that are like post sort of apocalyptic, like Mad Max, you know, you see with the wardrobes, with the runners and what have you, and different cars and the masks, and you know, so we do
a little bit wacky.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we've got the premiere tomorrow night, which we're excited about. Apparently, you're going to come and make a star appearance, which will be terrific.
I wasn't told. Am I going to a premiere?
Wow. Okay. I was told to reserve tickets for you and guests.
No,
so, okay.
No, it's cool.
And tell me
as long as it's 5 tickets.
Who produced this?
There we go.
5 tickets for Marseille. Who produced this?
I wasn't even thinking.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's subliminal, yeah.
Who produced the movie?
B-Fat Motel out of Cape Town with Sean Drummond and Michael, the director of the film. Sean Drummond actually wrote, and then Michael actually directs. But and then there's Stage 5 out of Cape Town as well. They just facilitated the whole process. And then Game 7, they actually, with the likes of Zac Efron, I think they did
Stage 5, Game 7, Five Fingers
from Marseille.
Yes. A lot of numbers. Three Ships Whiskey involved. All right.
Oh my goodness.
You said 5 weeks of principal photography.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So let's not sound like, because you're talking like an actor now. Most of us don't know what that means.
Yeah.
That's basically the time that it takes for you to do the original footage.
Yeah.
And then it gets edited, and you might have to go back and do some more
uh-huh.
afterwards. But you were doing this in winter?
Yes.
In Lesotho.
Yeah, one of the coldest. I'm 41 this year.
Yeah.
I'm 42 this year, and I have never, I swear, only a couple of times on TV have I seen snow. And for the first time I saw snow in Lady Grey. And
Mabali lives in Qua. Well, that's where she's from. So she knows about the cult. She doesn't bother her that much.
I mean, we're pretty resistant at this stage of our lives. We've had snow for a few years as well. It's nice.
But it's a beautiful part of the country, and I'm pleased that like there's some attention being given to places that we wouldn't normally go to.
Yeah.
You get a lot of movies made about Johannesburg or Cape Town.
I mean, Lady Grey is pretty much perfect for, you know, what we were trying to do. It's like you said, it's just wacky. It's outside of the perimeters of.
Did you like your character?
Yeah, I've been watching him. I love the guy.
Because a lot of times you have to play characters you don't necessarily like.
No, I loved the guy. I mean, the reluctance and, he's impulsive. It carries on all the way. But when he comes back from Johannesburg, he's a lot more subdued and whatnot. He wants to live like a pastoral sort of thing, do farming and whatnot. But, he's sort of slow to react and to take control. And then there are these guys. But when you're reading that, it can kind of sort of irritate you about the character. But obviously, you know the end of the narrative, and so I guess that's the enticing thing about the character. You know how it ends. But that's about that.
Right, I
don't
want to
spoil the reluctance.
It. Sure. I mean, I've read a basic idea of what the plot is, but I don't want to give it away. There are a lot of people coming to the show tomorrow for the first time. So what's cool about this too is that it was shown at the Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah.
Is that right?
TIFF, yeah.
In 2017 and at BFI London Film Festival 2017 too. And apparently you guys got great reviews there. People loved it.
Yeah. Unbelievable because there's certain things that, you know, there's a thing that Michael and I, you know, kind of intrinsically just had this fear about just this. We both, without actually having communicated, and later on we did communicate, that the fact that, you know, we thought that a certain part, it just takes a while, like the character to, you know, kind of get there. People just engage from the beginning, to the end. And, the many, many questions that came out about the not necessarily, based on anybody's misunderstanding of any character, mm-hmm. or any situation, but just, the different things that they read from the story, from the narrative, and people were just touching on what they felt. You know,
what kind of people go to these film festivals? I mean, who's there? Is it just movie people?
At that stage, it's just your
it's like producers.
Yeah, your producers. That's where people,
You get any calls afterwards? People saying, "Hey,
I noticed you in that
movie."
I had a producer out of LA.
Yeah.
About a film, that I might be suitable for. Yeah. So
you're gonna get an agent? Are you gonna get an agent over there?
I don't trust some of the things I might say here.
Have you got an agent in LA?
No, not at the moment. You
probably need one.
Definitely.
I mean, that would be a good thing to
that
do.
That would be
smart. You're doing very well. Yeah. I mean, you've got this character Gaddafi in Generations.
Yeah.
Which is obviously one of the biggest TV shows in the country.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a juggernaut.
Yeah. It's a monster on its own.
And you like that character or not so much? I mean, is it fun? Because soap opera stuff is very different.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely. I mean, it's like a world of a soapy, and it's just carrying. It's long term, so you're bound to sort of, have your character sort of having to fit into the universe.
Yeah,
you know, if the main story now tends to sort of, go the direction of what one of the other characters that your character is connected to, your character will have to sort of bend in a way to suit that story.
A lot of the times the soap opera story, the writers have got their own idea there.
Mm-hmm.
And your character, as much as you want to develop them on your own, you're saying it has to fit that mold.
You can't go and stray
too far away, otherwise they'll kill off your character.
It's easier, I think it's easier for the process because it's so fast, there's so many ways to tell a story. You introduce a new character, or you
how
know,
does it
new...
how does it work? Do you go in every day to the SABC? I mean, how you guys film there?
Look, I mean, it depends. You know how much you need it. So the schedule, you know, if you're in the main story, you'll probably be there on average four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you the lesser story, you'll probably be there once a week at a time, maybe sometimes even, you know, once, you know, in 2 weeks or whatever. Wow. It depends. Yeah.
Do you struggle with learning lines? Cause that would be terribly intimidating to me.
I think I'm one of the worst. Yeah. In terms of,
I can't remember what
I think I'm one of the worst.
I can't remember what I want to say while I'm saying it. And I'm making that up as I go.
Yeah. Well done.
Jesus, I've carved a career with this minimal ability.
Like
so how do you remember the lines? I mean, do you write them down? How do you get them into your head? That's always something I'm fascinated by.
Yeah. I think you've got to listen to the other character as well, because, you know, the clues are there. You got to know what the scene is about. The clues are there. You know, if, say one character is angry at the other character,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, there's a build towards a particular point, then, you know, the writing is according to that.
So, and it doesn't have to be verbatim as it's written.
No, that's it. But certain places I've heard they're like pretty anal about it.
Oh, but really?
Yeah. Thank God I never made it there.
Yeah. Wow, dude.
I wouldn't have made it. Yeah.
No. Well, listen, I'm very impressed, and congratulations on Five Fingers.
Thank you very much.
And we're all very excited to see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And let me just remind you, in case you don't know, it is a South African-based thriller. It's been dubbed a spaghetti western largely because of its heavy use of motifs that are normally associated with this kind of movie genre. But the movie is about how five friends fight against their own demons to eventually save the land that they grew up in. And it features, along with Vuyo, who we're talking to this morning, recent SAFTA Award winner Hamilton Dlamini, Kenneth Nkosi, Mdudusi Nkosi, Warren Masimola, and Jerry Mofokeng. So if you want to come along and see that, produced by Sean Drummond, it is on tomorrow night. Do we have any tickets still available, Sia?
We are absolutely full.
Okay, sorry. You'll have to go and see it on your own steam.
We warned you. Let you know. This is where the cool kids are tomorrow night. So as these...
Please don't come and then end up sitting on someone's lap.
Because that happened when we did our Shape of Water premiere.
They don't mind.
No, we did.
Well, are you volunteering?
We did the Shape of Water premiere and there were people sitting on the steps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We don't encourage that. It's a great
reception. No, you'll get piles and then you make that our problem.
Yeah, no. We want everyone sitting comfortably in a chair, everyone with popcorn, everyone with Coke.
Well, thank you, Vuyo.
No, I appreciate
nice
it.
Nice to
Thank
see you,
so much,
dude. And all the best. Listen, to keep us informed about that LA
interest. Yeah.
We want to know.
You okay?
We're curious to know.
Uh-huh.
Five Fingers for Marseille. We can't wait to hang out with you and the rest of the CliffCentral.com crew. Have some popcorn and Coke on us, and you might even get to meet the stars of the movie. And if you don't have tickets yet, unfortunately, we are fully booked, but don't miss out. Five Fingers for Marseille. It hits cinemas in South Africa April the 6th. The movie premiered globally at the Toronto Film Festival, showed at the BFI London Film Festival in 2017, and stars a stellar South African cast. Count down with us by using the hashtag #FiveFingersFilm. That's the word #FiveFingersFilm. Come along and join us tomorrow night. And if you missed out on this one, make sure next time you're quicker off the mark. All right, thank you very much, Vuyo. Nice to see you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
This is CliffCentral.com.